Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and happy long weekend, if you get it. Easter weekend should be a lot of fun. I hope you guys have fun plans. I hope the weather is nice. It's getting nicer every day, which is exciting. Today, so if you don't know, if you're just joining us for the first time, The Spice of Life is a post-rock show, and we play post-rock, and it's cool and fun. I'm a little biased, but I think it's cool and fun. This episode today, I have prepared mostly math rock, which is an element of post-rock, and I'm hoping it'll be like a good lesson on math rock, and I've got... Like, math rock in itself is, like, post-rock, I tend to lump, like, I'll lump progressive rock and math rock and, like, shoegaze, and I'll lump all these things under the post-rock thing, which may or may not agree with all of you, but that's how I do it. And then math rock in and of itself is also a collection of a lot of different lumps, and so I have collected various lumps, and I'm going to play these lumps for you today. The first set of two lumps is... They're vocal math rock songs, which is cool because a lot of math rock today is instrumental. And they're driven by female vocalists, so they're vocal heavy, but I like them nonetheless. I think the vocals add a lot to it. So we're going to start off the math rock chain, and I'll get into like more of what math rock is later, but it's good to just start with the songs. So... We're going to hear Naza Izumi playing the song Soft Spoken Woman, and after that, Signals playing the song Lungs Apart.
Something to say.
We just heard Naya Izumi, which I mispronounced. It's Naya Izumi playing the song Soft Spoken Woman, and then Signals playing the song Lungs Apart. And I wanted to pair those two together because they're both driven by lead female vocals, but they're very different songs. And they're different in the way they're put together, and different definitely in the voices of the two leads. So one thing that math rock really does well and is characteristic of math rock is the you have like two, I think it's two, but you could probably do it with one, guitars playing different songs that are like different melodies that are very specific and technical. It's like a very technical style of music, which is something that I really appreciate about it. So I have a whole bunch more technical math rock stuff coming along. And one thing that happens whenever, so people are like, oh, what, people always ask me, like, what kind of show do you have on CITR? And I say, oh, it's a post-rock show. And they're like, oh, what's in post-rock? And I'm like, well, you know, I count, like, prog rock and shoegaze and math rock. And they're like, math rock? Does it have to do with calculus? And I always laugh, because it's such a stupid question. You would think that everyone would know that Isaac Newton invented math rock back in his time. I think everyone would know that. It's something that I learned in school. It came right along with calculus. I think it naturally followed. You know, you have your derivatives and your integrals and your sick guitar riffs. So he really pioneered it as a genre, and I think put a lot of work into making it what it is today. I mean, he's the grandfather of math rock, and he really made it work. Certainly other musicians have come along and changed it and improved upon it and refined it a little more, but it was his initial theory and his postulations that really made math rock work, you know, because before we didn't have a working system for all these technical sick riffs, but he proved mathematically that you could actually rock out. So with that in mind, we're going to hear from a band called Fleece playing the song Demanding. Thank you.
Oscillation. powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only
I could dream we could start again. I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
And I love the X-Files. We just heard two songs back-to-back. We heard Fleece playing the song Demanding, which airs on the more jazzy side of math rock. But we'll call it math rock. We'll let that one in. I just like that song. It's a nice song. And then after that, we heard the band Exploder Than You playing the song called Danny DeVito's DeVito Burrito, which I love. Which is more, I guess, of what math rock is these days. It's more of the like banging and loudness and stops and starts, and there you go. As promised, I would get into the mechanics of math rock and what makes math rock different from other genres and what makes it what it is. And so we talked about Isaac Newton and his role, and I understand that the history might not be as interesting for some of you, but I think it's a good place to start. So after Albert Einstein, or after Isaac Newton, of course we have to talk about Albert Einstein. I gave that one away. Einstein developed general theory of relative shredding, which really changed the game as far as math rock goes. That included the second guitar, and it's one of the two pillars of modern math rock alongside quantum drumming. So with those two theories together, I think the genre really, I mean, it changed overnight. Those two theories really took math rock from being a niche genre that you wouldn't hear much about to being a niche genre that you hear about occasionally on the radio. Shout out to the Spice of Life. Thanks for joining us, by the way, for joining us and learning about math rock. The next song I would like to play comes from the band Yes Bear. Yes Bear is a Vancouverian band, and they're one of my favorites. They happen to be playing a show tonight, like exactly tonight. Doors open at 8:30, but the show starts at 9:30. So if you hurry, you can make it. I can't, because I'm here doing the radio, and such is my love for you all. But they're playing a show at the Railway Club. Yes Bear. Okay, Double Standards. So 9:30 is the show, when the show starts. Double Standards opens, and then Yes Bear is on afterwards, and they're math rock, indie, and emo, and I'll play them, and they're wild, they're crazy, very unrefined, very raw, and powerful. I like them a lot. As a super side note, some of the members of Yes Bear are in Zoo Strategies, which I play a lot on the show, and then some of those members are, again, in Polar Horse, and they're just the three of them, and I love those bands. Anyway, so after Yes Bear comes The Hag, and then after them is Au Revoir. So it's going to be a night of math rock and post rock and wild stuff at the Railway Club. It's not going to be a show to miss, but I'm going to miss it because after I finish the show here, I have to go home and practice putting my hair up in a man bun because I still haven't quite figured it out. So that's going to take me all night, so unfortunately I won't be able to make it, but you should go. You still have time to get there, and that's at the Railway Club. And if you don't make it to this show, that's okay, because I'm sure they'll play again, and they have music online. So they're definitely worth checking out, and if you like the song, I recommend looking into them more. This is the song that I will play for you today is off their album Compartments, and the song is called Bento Box. So buckle up, because it's going to get loud and it's going to get wild.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. We heard Yes Bear playing the song Bento Box, which again, they're playing tonight at the Railway Club. So I recommend going to that if you have nothing else going on tonight, or even if you have something else going on, you know, blow someone off and go catch a post-rock show. What better way to spend your Thursday night than to do that? And then after that, we heard All of Them Witches playing the song The Wraith. That wasn't as much of a post or as a math rock song as some of the other ones we've heard, especially like Danny DeVito's DeFito Burrito was very much more of a post-rock, or I keep doing that, more of a math rock song than that song. The song has more of a wall of sound feel to it, and there's more modulating and synthesizing, trying to get all my words in order. More of a, I guess modulated is the best word for it. When you put your pedals on it, it's much more of an affected sound, which is important because we're doing a history lesson on math rock. And another important figure in the math rock history is, of course, Alan Turing. I would be remiss if I didn't mention him. He was instrumental, actually, in designing the foot pedals that are often used in math rock and in post-rock music. He was a British mathematician. He was also hailed as the father of computer science, but no one really cares about that. It was more important, his work on the foot pedals. And as well, it says here, it's pretty obscure, he was involved in breaking the German Enigma machine. So whatever that means, I don't know. Maybe that means something to someone else out there. But mostly he was involved in his work on modulating the foot pedals involved in math rock. So just another great mathematician improving the genre of math rock. You can see from my description of the history, you know, you hear a band and you think, wow, like they're really hitting it out of the park. But to quote Isaac Newton, the grandfather of math rock, if I have seen further, it is only by standing on the shoulders of giants. So all the math rock bands of today, they've all been so heavily influenced by these great minds of math rock. And although their creations are beautiful, you have to give credit to all of the other people that paved the way for them to be the band that they are today and to be making the music that we're hearing on the show today. So I hope you're enjoying the show as we're making our way through all these songs. I know I am, because math rock is a real pleasure. I was on the internets the other day, as I am wont to do in my spare time, and I found a picture showing what level of music snob you are based on the genres that you know. Math rock is level 4, so the only thing past that is like noise and drone and like experimental noise drone. So that goes a little off the deep end for me, but certainly level 4 is nothing to scoff at. I think post rock was at level 3 and I was like, oh, I have a radio show on levels 3 and 4. I think that makes me very much of a music snob. But I try not to be snobby about it. Just trying to educate the public on some sweet tunes. I heard the other day that I'm the only post-rock show on CITR, which is wild. That also means that I'm the weirdest post-rock show on CITR by default. Also the most naked, which I think I'm probably one of the most naked shows just in general. And also the most buoyant. So it's great to have a buoyant post-rock show. Up next, we have a song by a band called Open. The song is called Switch, and so I will switch it over to Open and open the switch.
Les îles éparses. L'adjectif donne leur nom et comment dire mieux. Elles sont distinctes par s'éparpiller autour de leur casseur. De belles enfants.
Live Nation presents August Burns Red and Between the Buried and Me at the Vogue Theater. With 12 years as a band under their belt, Lancaster PA's August Burns Red know what they're doing and what they want to sound like. With the support of a brand new label, August Burns Red is ready for the next chapter. Between the Buried and Me re-entered the studio in late 2014 to begin work on a new rock opera album called Metal Blade. With special guest Good Tiger, come out on Saturday, March 26th at 6 p.m. for the all-ages show. Get your tickets now at Ticketfly.com.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
we just heard Open playing the song Switch. And that was, again, more of that math rocky, janky, switching up the timing, irregular beats and everything that we know and love about math rock, which was cool to hear. I like them. They have Open has an album up on there. The album is called Breathtaking Views, and it's up on their Bandcamp page for Name Your Price, which means you can pick it up for free or whatever you want to pay for it. I picked it up for free, and it's a good album. I like it a lot. So I recommend that if you enjoyed it. And I would just like to cap off our discussion of math rock by mentioning one of the most important math rock bands, and just like a brief history about them. So the band was started back when Gandalf discovered the ring, and the ring turned out to be the one ring of the Dark Lord Sauron. And so his friend, the guitarist Frodo, had to make this epic quest to the Cracks of Doom in order to destroy it. However, like, they needed more members of the band because you can't just have a guitarist and a drummer. I mean, some bands do it like that, but they had kind of envisioned more of like a bigger thing. So they got their friend Legolas, who is like this tall blonde dude, to join in. Pointy ears, but that's not really important. I just thought I would mention it. And he played the violin. And then their friend Gimli is like this short ginger dude with a sweet beard, just like is out there like banging his head on the street, and they were like, yeah, let's get him in our band. And so he plays the bass, and then Aragorn and Boromir are these two guys that are like brothers or something, and they've known each other because they're brothers, they've known each other for a long time, so they thought they would join up and play the oboe together in their band. And then Frodo knew these guys from back in college named Merry, Pippin, and Samwise. They went to Shire University, so they thought they would all join up. And they ended up coming out with this like really banging album called The Fellowship, and it's really worth checking out. And I think definitely like that as like a concept really set math rock in motion. Anyway, that's just another little story for you about math rock, me flexing how much I know about math rock on the radio. With that in mind, we are coming to the end of the show. We still have 12 minutes left, I guess, but I have a 10-minute long song queued up, so I'm tying it up quite quickly. The Spice of Life plays every other Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m., so it's playing this Thursday, it will not be playing next Thursday, and it will be playing the Thursday afterwards. You get the drift. There's a Facebook page called The Spice of Life, CATR 101.9 FM. That is a good place to go and like the page if you want to make me feel good about myself, and also if you want to get news about the show and about the track list. Like whenever I finish the show, I always go home and post a track list. So if you're like, hey, what was that song he played second? You can check that out there. I also post the podcasts too sometimes, and you can find the podcasts on CITR.ca if you search for The Spice of Life. If you want to hear more about how The Lord of the Rings was actually a math rock band, you know, I don't have any more to say about it, but if you want to hear it again, it'll be in the podcast, so that would be a good place to go. There's also archived podcasts of all of my previous shows. This is the 63rd installment of The Spice of Life. I've been doing this for like 3 years, which is wild how time flies. And that's about it for me. I will close out the show by playing a 10-minute long song, so stick around for that. And then afterwards, we have Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai coming up next. And I see there might be a live band coming on. So I don't want to, I always feel bad about like breaking the surprise, but it's supposed to be a live show, and they're setting up stuff. So there will be a band. So if you're into live music, you should stick around for that. And as I'm looking outside in the Nest at UBC, the new sub, there's a bouncy castle. So if you like bouncy castles, come on down to the Nest. And then again, there was the show at the Railway Club happening at 9:30. Yes Bear, The Hag, Au Revoir, and all those good bands will be there. But I won't. So if you're looking for me there, good luck. Good luck trying to find me, because I'm like Waldo. Where am I? And that's it for me. I hope you have a great Easter weekend. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure. And I will hopefully talk to you again and play for you again next Thursday. I will leave you with The Age of Man by Sleeping Bear. Thanks for listening.